Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Tim Robbins, of course, Oscar winner, and not just an actor, writer, producer, musician. And we're here to talk about something he's directed called We Live On. It's from the Actors Gang's Theater. And this is something based on the Hard Times, which was written some 50 years ago by Studs Terkel, which was interviewing a lot of people who lived through the Depression. Tim, welcome to the show. How did this all come together?
Well, when lockdown hit last year, we realized we could no longer assemble together to do workshops and develop pieces for the future. And so we started meeting online. And we soon realized that it would be very difficult to do actual theater on Zoom. It's not really a theater. It's not really film. So we had to figure out a different way of storytelling. And what we came up with was that the best way to make contact with our audiences is by imagining that they're just one person sitting across from us at in a bar, and that we're going to tell them stories. And the best source of material for this was this beautiful book, Hard Times by Studs Terkel, which really is the voice of America. You know, it's no one famous, really. It's just people that were workers that figured out a way with their families and their strength and their resilience and their courage to survive a very difficult time in our history.
You know, when I think about Studs Terkel and what a life he had, not just from, you know, winning a Pulitzer Prize, but, you know, he was a radio guy, he did sports, he voiced soap operas. But I think when I think about him now, it's just those oral histories that we don't have. And in a way, the Depression now, it just kind of seems like it's an issue that's sort of been pushed aside. And is that good to sort of relive something that doesn't get the attention anymore?
Well, I don't think it helps us to ignore the fact that there are those amongst us that are struggling, and this is a reminder of that. But most importantly, it's a reminder that they got through it, and the way they got through it was by a shared humanity, a common cause, and it was through generosity and through love and through kindness that people got through this. And so we were looking for stories that reminded us of that and reminded us of the idea that we are larger than the divisions that are being stoked amongst us, that we're living in a very divisive time, a time where people are being encouraged to find their own little tribes and fight with each other. And I think it's very unhealthy. And so I think it's important for people to tell stories to try to remind people that there's a great strength in unity and a great strength in understanding and having compassion for people that you might not agree with completely, that to understand that they are going through the same struggles and they're trying to deal with it, and that if we can help each other out, if we can get over these divisions, we can get through this.
Very well said. And this is going to be in three sections of 30 stories, 10 each. And I think one of the things that made this such a poignant work back in 1970 was this, not just, you know, businessmen and farmers, which we kind of think of in the Depression, but, you know, strippers, hobos, seamstresses. He really covered the gamut, didn't he?
He sure did. And some of them are very funny accounts. You know, the great thing I love about Studs is that you don't really feel any judgment from him. It's not propaganda. It's not trying to, you know, make you feel a certain way. It's just presenting truth and letting the audience and having confidence in the audience to make their own truth out of that. I think sometimes we're kind of manipulated with entertainment. And what I love about this is it's non-judgmental and it's inviting everybody into the room to experience. I also encourage, you know, actors in my company to write their own stories of their ancestors. And they started talking to relatives, and there's about 8 really beautifully written pieces that are about real personal experiences that people have had.
A couple more questions for Tim Robbins, directing We Live On at the Actors Gang Theater. It's the other thing, too, I think a lot of times nowadays, you know, people think the pandemic was like our D-Day, and I'm like, you got DoorDash bringing you food. It's not really our D-Day, you know? So the lessons we learned from people back then, it was that sort of mustn't grumble, must get on with it, stop feeling sorry for yourself. And as much as we like to touch on that, I think some of those lessons are good when you see with the privations that these people really went through.
It was also about how can I help you? You know, there were actual codes on doors for hobos, you know, stick drawings that people would put on the outsides of their houses if they could help people. That kind of, we need to be reminded of that kind of spirit in people. You know, I just drove cross country and was able to have great conversations with people all across the country, and you know, this is a country with so much potential and so much heart, and it breaks my heart to see people on both sides stoking division, judgment about the way that a different faction is living their life, and I don't think it's healthy, and it's one of the reasons I wanted to do this story. I feel like it can be helpful.
And, you know, some names in this as well, you know, big names. And I think about out here in San Francisco, we have an avenue called Cesar Chavez. He's, you know, a hero to the migrant farm workers as well. In a nutshell, what was Cesar's story here?
Cesar, he grew up in the Depression. His father's farm was foreclosed on. He went to the bank. His father went to the bank to get a government guaranteed loan, and didn't give it to him because the person that wanted his land was the president of the bank. So that was how Caesar's life started. He had a home. They were farmers, and all of a sudden, they were homeless in a car, being itinerant workers. We also tell the story of Dorothy Day, who was born in San Francisco and survived the 1906 earthquake there, and then went on to do great work advocating for the poor throughout her life. We tell the story of Dolores Huerta. We tell the story of Peggy Terry, a labor union organizer. And there's all these amazing people that some people may have heard of. But there's also the majority of the people that we tell the stories of are the people you don't tend to see in history books or have magazine feature articles on them. It's common people like the people that are working and keeping this struggle, you know, keeping this country together by their own struggle in coming to work. The people that are on their front lines, the nurses, the people that are delivering your food, the people that have been through this pandemic have been finding their ways to survive. And those are interesting stories that I would like to tell in the future. But for now, it's to remind people that they're not alone, that they're at a time when people had very, very difficult challenges, and that the way to survive it was by a common cause, not by division.
Well said. And finally, the Actors Gang Theater admission is pay what you can?
That's right. I've always done that with the Actors Gang. Every show that we've done live, we have had one show per week that has a pay what you can. We'd never have believed the theater should be an elitist organization or institution, that we should be able to, everyone should be able to see it. And so in these hard times, we're making it available for those that don't have money. It's free if you need it to be. We sure could use the donation if you can afford it, but we also don't think that should be a reason you can't see it.
All right, really cool. The world premiere of We Live On at the Actors Gang Theater, based on Hard Times by Studs Terkel. We've been speaking with the director, Tim Robbins. For more information, theactorsgang.com. Tim, congratulations, and thanks for dropping by.
Thank you for having me.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and come on back on Sports Byline.